Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, Hey Marseille, are a seven-piece chamber pop band based in Seattle, and they just released their second full-length album, which is called Lines We Trace. We'll chat with the band in just a moment after this performance of one of the new songs called Hold Your Head. If this, like me, is your first chance to hear Hey Marseille live, wow, what a treat to have this band in the World Cafe studios. We've been loving Lines We Trace, the second album, as we did the one before, and never had a chance to see the band live. And, you know, I'm thinking, Matt Bishop, when you and Nick first got together many, many moons ago, if the sound of this band as it is now was what was in your head even then.
I don't think so.
I would think
really
not.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
This was a pretty organic process getting us together. We didn't come together really trying to fit into a particular genre or make a particular type of sound. We just came together hoping to write music and kept adding friends and make songs that felt compelling and interesting to us.
And you have succeeded.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Tell me about the differences between this and the last record in your mind, because I a lot of the instrumentation remains and a lot, but it's the forcefulness of it is a little bit different.
our first record, To Travels in Trunks, I think was really kind of a compilation of songs that maybe Nick and I and Philip wrote together, wrote individually, and then tried to figure out together how to fit them into one piece of work, onto one album. And this record was really a reflection, I think, of a collaborative songwriting process in which all of us, not just the three of us, but six primary members really were invested in how the songs came about and how they were written. So from a macro perspective, that's really how I perceive the creation of both records and how they're different.
How does that work, that collaboration?
A lot of time and back and forth. We're very much a band in which everybody has to feel happy with the way a song turns out before it's finalized. And so, there's a lot of conversation and a lot of ideas that are thrown around. And it's pretty unique, I think, in my experience as a songwriter.
All right, what's next?
Heartbeats is the name of this next song.
We left winter behind, shorter days and long nights were all that was holding us back from people we knew we would find. Open air wears you thin, they say you'll love again, but love's an equation to them. Get out what it is you put in. I will look back, I will hold fast this. Your heart beats for another day. I still believe you love me in a different way. Separate lives, and in the space that divides, I'll reach for the best of what was and leave all that wasn't behind. I will look back, I will hold fast to this. Your heart beats for another day. Believe you love me in a different way.
Hey, Marseille are playing live on the Cafe today, and that is Heartbeats, another one from the new album, Lines We Trace. And I want to talk a little bit about Seattle in a couple of ways. I'm wondering if how it actually affects the band. In fact, in terms of the musical community there, which is really rich, and then the audience there has gotten so used to hearing such an incredible variety of music, and particularly a lot more, you know, quieter music of late, too. I mean, it must be, it must be like the perfect melding.
I don't think we could have come about in any other city. I mean, I talked a little bit about us being pretty organic in terms of we weren't trying to make music that was going to get an audience, and we weren't trying to fit any mold that a marketer would have recommended. We just ended up writing songs and playing music, and there are good venues there, and there are good blogs, and people noticed, and we realized that we could make something out of this. And so really the success that we found is entirely a product of where we came from. And so that music community and the people who listen to music and KEXP and fantastic coffee and the inspiration that comes from being near the mountains and the ocean, all of that is absolutely central to who we are as a band.
What were the first gigs like, and how did it kind of grow in Seattle?
Our first show was just the five of us, Philip, Nick, Sam, and Jacob. That was the initial collective that was working on demos in Nick and Philip's basement bedroom studio. And it was, we didn't even have a band name. I think we solicited the audience for suggested band names. We didn't take any of their recommendations, although they probably would have been easier to spell. But it was just kind of basic folk songs. A lot of the songs that ended up on our first record were songs that we first were playing at our first few shows.
Was it a conscious thing to stay local for a while? Because it took a long time for that first album to finally really get out around the country. I mean, I know even just being on KEXP certainly helps.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't conscious. I mean, we weren't really conscious in any sense of the word. If we knew what we know now about the music industry and what it actually means to kind of fit a particular formula or even take what you have and advocate for it in the best way possible, we probably would be on our third or fourth record by now. But we really had to learn that through the process of our first and second record even.
What's your background as a lyric writer? Are you doing other kind of writing? Or?
Not really. I studied contemporary poetry at the University of Washington and never had the patience or romantic ideals to try to pursue that. I'm a fairly pragmatic person. So kind of my outlet for that has always been songwriting.
So all those people shouted out terrible band names, and you chose Hey Marseille. What was the process of that?
About as arbitrary as people shouting at us at a bar. I think the way I tell it, the band we started after right after Philip had bought an accordion from I think a local thrift mercantile, and we were riffing on some pretty Parisian-esque progressions, and Nick is also comes from a background related to France, and that was just a city name that seemed appropriate at the time. But it's, as I mentioned maybe earlier, it's very difficult for people to spell, ourselves included, a lot of the time. So
relatively easy to say, though. That
exactly, so. It rhymes. We like rhymes.
Absolutely. So run around the room. Who else playing today?
Yeah, Sam Anderson is on cello and bass. Jacob Anderson is on viola. Ahame Fale Aluo is on auxiliary percussion, clarinet, and trumpet. Colin Ritchie is on drums. Philip Kobernick is on keys, and Nick Ward is on electric guitar.
And what do you want to finish up with?
This is Bright Stars Burning.
Don't rely on things you read on highway signs or magazines. Mine's the only words you need to understand what love
Great version of one of our favorite songs from Lance We Trace. That's Bright Stars Burning, finishing up our session today with Hey Marseille. Thank you all so much for coming in. It just sounded fabulous.
Thank you so much for having us. We're big fans and so happy to be here.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.